Lesson 108, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Introduction. Paul addressed disputes among the Corinthian saints regarding religious customs. He emphasized that men and women have eternal and divine roles and are essential to one another in the Lord's plan. He also taught church members about proper preparation for partaking of the sacrament. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Corinthians 11 verses 1 through 16. Paul addresses disputes about customs in his day. Display a picture of a married couple. Read aloud the following statements that reflect how some individuals might feel about marriage. Number 1. Being successful in my career is everything to me. I don't want to divide my attention between my career goals and my marriage. Number 2. I don't want to commit to a long-term relationship. I worry about making a decision that I will regret later. Number 3. Marriage would tie me down. I won't be able to do whatever I want. Number 4. I know that marriage is the most important decision I will ever make, and I look forward to it. Invite students to ponder how they feel about marriage. Ask them to look for a truth as they study 1 Corinthians 11 verses 1 through 16 that can help them and others understand the importance of marriage. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 11:3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught about a husband's responsibilities. You might explain that in this verse, the word translated as man can also be translated as husband, and the word translated as woman can also be translated as wife. What is the role of the husband? You may need to explain that the phrase, "the head of the woman is the man," means that the husband has the sacred responsibility of presiding in the home. To preside means to righteously lead and guide others in spiritual and temporal matters. Who is to preside over and guide the husband as he presides in his family? Summarize 1 Corinthians 11:4 through 16 by explaining that Paul addressed questions about customs for men and women when they prayed and prophesied during their worship services. Help students understand that readers of the New Testament sometimes misunderstand Paul's teachings to mean that the man's role is more important than the woman's role, or that the man is superior to or of more worth than the woman. Read aloud the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Men and women are equal in God's eyes and in the eyes of the church, but equal does not mean they are the same. The responsibilities and divine gifts of men and women differ in their nature, but not in their importance or influence. Our church doctrine places women equal to and yet different from men. God does not regard either gender as better or more important than the other." End quote. From Men and Women in the Work of the Lord, New Era, April 2014. Ask a student to read 1 Corinthians 11:11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught about the relationship between a husband and a wife. What did Paul teach about the relationship between a husband and a wife? Point out the phrase, "in the Lord." Explain that this phrase refers to the Lord's plan to help us become like Him and obtain eternal life. What doctrine does this verse teach about man and woman in the Lord's plan? Using students' words, write the following truth on the board. In the Lord's plan, men and women cannot obtain eternal life without each other. See also DNC 131 verses 1 through 4. To help students understand the truth identified above, hold up a pair of scissors and begin cutting a piece of paper. Ask students to imagine that the two halves of the scissors have been separated. How successful would a person be if he or she tried to cut a piece of paper with only half of the pair of scissors? How are the scissors like a husband and wife working together? Note. Use objects to help students understand spiritual truths. It can be difficult to teach the intangible aspects of the gospel. Using objects to stimulate a discussion can help students analyze and understand doctrines and principles and can enhance the learning environment by encouraging a spirit of inquiry. invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "By divine design, men and women are intended to progress together toward perfection and a fullness of glory. Because of their distinctive temperaments and capacities, males and females each bring to a marriage relationship unique perspectives and experiences. The man and the woman contribute differently but equally to a oneness and a unity that can be achieved in no other way. The man completes and perfects the woman, and the woman completes and perfects the man as they learn from and mutually strengthen and bless each other." End quote. From Marriage is Essential to His Eternal Plan, and signed June 2006. How do the different characteristics and responsibilities of men and women complement each other in the family? Remind students of the different attitudes about marriage depicted in the statements you read at the beginning of the lesson. Invite a few students to share their thoughts and testimonies concerning the importance of marriage and the Lord's plan. You may want to share your testimony as well. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 17 through 34. Paul teaches the Corinthian saints not to treat the sacrament lightly. Write the following phrases on the board: a truly spiritual experience, a renewal for the soul, the highlight of my Sabbath day. Ask students to ponder their most recent experience partaking of the sacrament and to consider whether they would use any of the phrases on the board to describe their experience. Ask students to look for truths as they study 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 34 that can help them make partaking of the sacrament a more spiritual and meaningful experience. Explain that in Paul's time, members of the church maintained a practice reminiscent of the Last Supper. They would eat a meal together and then partake of the sacrament. Summarize 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 22 by explaining that Paul noted a report he had received that when the Corinthian saints gathered together to partake of the sacrament, there were dissensions or contention among them. Paul condemned the saints for turning these gatherings into common meals rather than preserving the sacredness of the sacrament ordinance. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul encouraged church members to remember about the sacrament. You may want to explain that the word show in verse 26 means to proclaim, announce, or testify of. See 1 Corinthians 11, 26, footnote B. Display the picture of the Last Supper. What did Paul say the Savior taught his disciples to remember as they partook of the sacrament? How might remembering the Savior's body and blood during the sacrament have helped those church members who were struggling with dissension? Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the warning Paul gave the Corinthian saints about the sacrament. According to verses 27 and 29, what did Paul warn the Corinthian saints about? What truth can we learn from these verses about what happens when we partake of the sacrament unworthily? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. Those who partake of the sacrament unworthily bring condemnation and damnation to themselves. Explain that we, quote, do not need to be perfect in order to partake of the sacrament, but we should have a spirit of humility and repentance in our heart, end quote. From True to the Faith, a Gospel Reference. If we partake of the sacrament while living in serious sin, or with an unrepentant heart, having no desire to remember and follow the Savior, we are partaking of the sacrament unworthily. Encourage students to pray to their Heavenly Father and talk to their bishops if they have questions about their worthiness to partake of the sacrament. Why do you think partaking of the sacrament unworthily would bring damnation to our souls? According to 1 Corinthians 11, 28, what counsel did Paul give church members? Using students' words, write the following truth on the board. We should examine our lives as we partake of the sacrament. Point out that the purpose of examining our lives is not only to consider whether we are worthy to partake of the sacrament, but also to consider how well we are striving to keep our covenants with the Lord, and how we might seek to repent and improve. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Howard W. Hunter. Quote, I ask myself this question. Do I place God above all other things and keep all of His commandments? Then came reflection and resolution. To make a covenant with the Lord to always keep His commandments is a serious obligation, and to renew that covenant by partaking of the sacrament is equally serious. The solemn moments of thought while the sacrament is being served have great significance. They are moments of self-examination, introspection, self-discernment, a time to reflect and to resolve. End quote. From Thoughts on the Sacrament, Ensign, May 1977. To help students to consider how they might apply the truth they identified in 1 Corinthians 11:28, invite them to think of questions they could consider as they prepare to partake of the sacrament. For example, they might ask, how can I be a better disciple of Jesus Christ? Ask students to share other questions they could ask themselves. You might also suggest some questions of your own. Invite students to list in their class notebooks or scripture study journals questions they can ask themselves during the sacrament as they examine their worthiness. Testify that as students examine their worthiness prior to and during partaking of the sacrament, the Lord can help them know how they might better fulfill their covenants and qualify to receive the blessings He desires to give them. These blessings include being cleansed from their sins and receiving a greater measure of the power of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Invite students to set a goal regarding how they will better prepare for the next opportunity to partake of the sacrament. Summarize 1 Corinthians 11:33 through 34 by explaining that Paul gave additional direction to the Corinthian saints regarding the meal they had in conjunction with the administration of the sacrament. Conclude the lesson by testifying of the truths identified in 1 Corinthians 11.